catching up with ESPN's John Clayton at the NFL annual meetings, talking about the Broncos QB situation. You know, John Elway said many times that he's happy with the two young QBs he has. Are you hearing that same thing?
I've heard this all the way since last season. I mean, they believe in Trevor Siemian. They're trying to develop Paxton Lynch. But, you know, it's still an opportunity if Tony Romo's available. He's a luxury. He's not a necessity for the Denver Broncos. And when I say necessity is that, again, you know, in Houston, they've got Tom Savage and Brandon Wheaton. So there's more urgency in Houston for Romo to go there. But what you're looking at is a bonus. If you can get him at the right number, let's say $8 million plus incentives to take it up to 14. He can go to Denver and take an offense right now that's 21 points and take it to 26. And there's still 2 years that Simeon's going to be there. So I think it's one where he's a luxury but not a necessity.
They added some big guys along the offensive line in free agency, but not at left tackle. Who's still out there?
Well, one former Bronco, Ryan Clady, but I don't see that happening again. I mean, maybe it's a matter they can go into the draft. Maybe it's a matter they can make a trade. But I'm sure there's still – I mean, one thing I still say this and say it honestly, I still think that John Elway, as a personnel guy, is one of the better problem solvers in football. I thought maybe he was going to get Andrew Whitworth. I think there was some efforts right there. Did not get Andrew Whitworth, but he'll find somebody else. Again, he knows it's an urgency, and he'll find it. But, again, they have until the draft or thereafter to try to get something done.
John, you're on the Hall of Fame Contributors Committee. Last year, Broncos owner Pat Bowlen almost got in. Is this a year?
Well, he's still going to be knocking on the door because it's going to be pretty close. I mean, there's going to be very good competition from former general managers, guys like George Young, Bobby Bethard, Gil Brandt. And so it's a matter, we're still catching up. And we're still trying to, you know, we've only had 3 years of this, and Pat is going to make it in. The question is it going to be next year or the year after? But I don't think it's going to be more than a two-year wait. I mean, what he's done for the Broncos in establishing this team for such a long time, being so good, doing it the right way, but also his contributions as far as what he's done in several committees for the league. I mean, he was just a great owner and is a great owner. And so when you put that all together, I mean, he should have been and is on that first wave of getting in of the contributors that we started 3 years ago.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate it.